In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Today, I want to speak to you about a profound truth that can transform our lives. Because of your faith, God will answer your prayers. Let those words sink deep into your heart and soul, for they carry the power to ignite a fire of faith within you that can move mountains. So, stay with me and keep watching until the end and open your hearts to this message and my prayer. My friends, in a world filled with uncertainty, doubt, and fear, it's easy to lose sight of the incredible power of faith. But I am here to remind you that faith is not just a mere belief. It is a force that connects us to the divine, allowing us to tap into the infinite wisdom and love of our Creator. When we pray with faith, we are not just uttering words into the void. We are entering into a sacred dialogue with God, who hears every whisper of our hearts and knows the deepest desires of our souls. And when we approach Him with unwavering faith, we open the floodgates of heaven, inviting His blessings to pour down upon us in abundance. But faith is not passive. It is active and dynamic. It requires us to trust in God's promises, even when circumstances seem bleak, to persevere in prayer, even when it feels like our prayers are falling on deaf ears, and to believe with every fiber of our being that God is faithful to fulfill His word. Think about the countless examples of faith we find in the pages of Scripture. Abraham, who believed God's promise of a son, even when he was well past the age of fatherhood. Moses, who led the Israelites out of slavery with nothing but a staff and a steadfast trust in God's guidance. David, who faced the giant Goliath with nothing but a sling and a stone, knowing that the battle belonged to the Lord. These heroes of faith were ordinary people, just like you and me, but they achieved extraordinary things because they dared to believe that with God, all things are possible. And the same God who answered their prayers is the same God who stands ready to answer ours today. But let me be clear, faith does not guarantee that we will always get what we want when we want it. God's ways are higher than our ways, and sometimes His answer to our prayers may be different from what we expect. But even in the midst of disappointment and unanswered prayers, we can take comfort in knowing that God is still at work, weaving together the threads of our lives into a tapestry of His grace and mercy. My friends, let us delve deeper into the essence of faith and prayer, for they are intertwined like the roots of a mighty oak tree, grounding us in the fertile soil of God's promises. When we pray with faith, we align our hearts with the will of God, surrendering our own desires and submitting to His divine plan for our lives. Faith is not about manipulating God to fulfill our selfish desires. It is about surrendering our will to His, trusting that His plans are far greater than anything we could ever imagine. It's about having the courage to step out into the unknown, knowing that God is walking beside us every step of the way. Consider the story of the woman who suffered from a debilitating illness for 12 long years. Despite seeking help from countless physicians and exhausting all earthly remedies, her condition only grew worse. Yet, in the depths of her despair, she dared to believe that if she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be healed. With trembling hands and unwavering faith, she pressed through the crowd until she reached out and touched the fringe of His robe. In an instant, she felt the healing power of God surge through her body, and she was made whole. What?
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Was it that set her apart from the throngs of people who followed Jesus that day? It was her faith. Her audacious, unyielding faith that defied all logic and reason. And it was that same faith that compelled Jesus to turn to her and say, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." My friends, let us learn from the example of this courageous woman. Let us dare to believe in the power of God to heal, to restore, and to redeem. Let us approach the throne of grace with boldness and confidence, knowing that our prayers are not in vain, but are heard by a loving and merciful Father who delights in answering them. But faith without action is like a ship without a rudder, adrift on a sea of doubt and uncertainty. We must not only believe in the power of prayer, but we must also act upon that belief, stepping out in faith and obedience to God's word. So, let us pray with expectancy, knowing that God is faithful to his promises. Let us pray with persistence, refusing to give up even when the storms of life rage against us. And let us pray with passion, pouring out our hearts before the one who holds the universe in his hands. My friends, faith is the bedrock of our relationship with God. It is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. When we approach God in prayer, it is faith that bridges the gap between the visible and the invisible, the tangible and the intangible. It is faith that enables us to lay our burdens at his feet, knowing that he is able and willing to hear us and to respond according to his perfect will. But let us not mistake faith for mere wishful thinking or positive thinking. Faith is grounded in the truth of God's word and his character. It is a confident trust in his goodness, his wisdom, and his sovereignty. It is believing in his promises, even when circumstances suggest otherwise. And it is surrendering our will to his, knowing that his plans for us are always for our good and his glory. When we pray with faith, we align ourselves with God's purposes and invite his kingdom to come and his will to be done in our lives and in the world around us. We acknowledge our dependence on him and our utter need for his grace and mercy. And we open ourselves up to the miraculous possibilities that only he can orchestrate. Consider the words of Jesus himself, who said, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." This is not hyperbole or exaggeration. It is a declaration of the power of faith to unleash the supernatural in our lives. But let us also remember that faith is not a one-time event. It is a journey. It requires cultivation and nurturing, like a seed that is planted in fertile soil and watered daily. We grow in faith as we spend time in prayer and communion with God, as we study his word and meditate on his promises, and as we surround ourselves with fellow believers who can encourage and support us along the way. And yes, there will be times when our faith is tested, when we are tempted to doubt and despair. But it is in those moments that we must cling all the more tightly to the truth that God is faithful and He will never let us down. As the psalmist declares, "Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." So, my dear friends, I urge you to cultivate a faith that is strong and unwavering, a faith that dares to believe in the impossible and trusts in the goodness of God, no matter what. For truly, because of your faith, God will answer your prayers. My friends, as we delve deeper into the essence of faith and prayer, let us explore the profound connection between the two. Faith is the foundation upon which our prayers stand, and it is through faith that we unlock the boundless potential of prayer. Imagine faith as a seed planted deep within the soil of our hearts, when nurtured with trust and belief. This seed blossoms into a mighty tree, its roots stretching deep into the rich soil of God's promises. And just as a tree bears fruit according to the health of its roots, so too does our faith bear fruit in the form of answered prayers. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus declares, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Matthew 17:20. This remarkable statement illustrates the incredible power that even a tiny amount of faith can unleash. But what does it mean to have faith? It means trusting in God's character, His promises, and His unwavering love for us. It means surrendering our doubts and fears at the foot of the cross and embracing the truth that God is faithful to His word. When we pray with faith, we align our hearts with the will of God, surrendering our desires to His perfect plan. This doesn't mean that we can't ask for specific things in prayer. Rather, it means trusting that God knows what is best for us and that His timing is perfect. Consider the story of the woman with the issue of blood in the Bible. Matthew 9:20-22. Despite her physical ailment and societal stigma, she approached Jesus with unwavering faith, believing that if she could just touch the hem of His garment, she would be healed. And her faith did not disappoint her. Jesus commended her for her faith and healed her on the spot. Similarly, when we approach God in prayer with unshakable faith, we can expect miraculous answers that defy human understanding. It may not always happen in the way we expect or on our timeline, but God is always faithful to His promises. Brothers and sisters, let us not underestimate the power of our prayers when coupled with faith. Let us pray boldly, believing that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Ephesians 3:20. And let us trust in the assurance that because of our faith, God will answer our prayers according to His perfect will and timing. Dear friends, as we delve deeper into the profound truth of faith, let us understand that it is not just a passive belief, but an active force that propels us forward in our spiritual journey. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, to be consumed by our worries and anxieties. But when we anchor ourselves in faith, we rise above the stormy seas, standing firm in the knowledge that God is with us every step of the way. Think about the story of the woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had spent all her money on doctors, yet none could heal her. But when she heard about Jesus, she knew that if she could just touch the hem of His garment, she would be healed. Despite the crowd pressing in around her, she reached out in faith and touched the edge of His cloak. Instantly, she was healed. What made the difference? It was her faith. She believed with all her heart that Jesus had the power to heal her. And because of her faith, she received her miracle. This story teaches us that faith is not just a passive belief. It is a bold declaration that God is who He says He is, and that He can do what He says He can do. But faith is also a journey, a growth, and transformation. It's easy to have faith when everything is going well. But what about when we're faced with trials and tribulations? It's in those moments that our faith is truly tested, as we wrestle with doubts and uncertainties. Yet, it's precisely in those moments that our faith has the opportunity to grow stronger, as we learn to lean on God's strength rather than our own. Consider the story of Peter walking on water. When he saw Jesus walking on the stormy sea, he cried out, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus invited him to come, and Peter stepped out of the boat in faith. But as soon as he took his eyes off Jesus and focused on the wind and the waves, he began to sink. Yet, even in his moment of doubt, Jesus reached out his hand and saved him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" This story reminds us that even when our faith wavers, God remains steadfast. He is always there to catch us when we fall, to lift us up and strengthen us. And as we continue to walk in faith, we will see God's hand at work in our lives, guiding us, shaping us, and molding us into the image of Christ. So, my dear friends, let us hold fast to our faith, knowing that because of it, God will answer our prayers. Let us trust in His promises, even when the road ahead seems uncertain. And let us walk boldly in the footsteps of those who have gone before us, knowing that with God, all things are possible. So, my dear friends, I urge you to hold fast to your faith, even in the face of adversity. Trust in the goodness of God, knowing that He sees your struggles, hears your cries, and will never leave you nor forsake you. And as you continue to pray with faith and perseverance, may you experience the miraculous answers to your prayers that only a faithful and loving God can provide. My friends, now open your hearts to pray with me. Dear God, I come before you today with a heavy heart, seeking your comfort and healing touch. I ask for your strength and guidance as I navigate the struggles of life, especially during the difficult moments that hit me hard. I recognize that life can be hard and challenging at times, and I am reminded of the words of the psalmist who said, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." So I come to you, Lord, with my brokenness and my pain, asking for your healing touch to bring wholeness and restoration to my life. I pray for healing for myself and for those whom I love, who are hurting physically, emotionally, or mentally. May we find peace and rest in your loving arms, and may your healing power be evident in our lives. I pray also for those who are struggling with addiction, depression, and other mental health issues, that you would bring them hope and healing, and help them to find the support and resources they need to overcome their challenges. I also pray for the protection of children who are often vulnerable and in need of your loving care. Please watch over them, guide them, and keep them safe from harm. I pray for those children who have suffered abuse or neglect, that they may find healing and restoration in your love. I also pray for children who are living in poverty or in difficult circumstances, that you would provide for their needs and give them hope for a brighter future. I lift up to you those who are struggling in their relationships, whether it's with family members, friends, or co-workers. I pray for healing and reconciliation, that broken relationships may be restored and hearts may be softened. Finally, I ask for your divine protection over myself and over all of us, that we may be shielded from the dangers of this world and be filled with your love, grace, and mercy. I pray for our communities, our nation, and our world, that you would bring peace, justice, and reconciliation where there is division and strife. I thank you for your constant presence in my life and for your unfailing love. May I always turn to you in times of need and find comfort in your loving embrace. May your light shine upon me and guide me on my journey of faith, hope, and love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.